KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio,
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan, 79 degrees, KSL's top story. Utah has its NHL team. Now it's time to celebrate. The hockey party at the Delta Center is now getting underway. I'm out here on the corner in front of the Delta Center. Joining me live, KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe. So tell us, Amy, what is this party all about?
This is really about just bringing the energy, the excitement to welcome the team that landed this morning. I have never seen so many people outside the Delta Center. I kid you not, there are two massive lines wrapping around the whole block and so many kids. The energy is just contagious, not a grumpy face in the mix. This man brought his teen son. He says they've been trying to get into every NHL stadium and now they can watch games here at the Delta Center.
It's a great family. I mean, I've already seen half a dozen people that I know in and around the hockey community. Every place we go to, we're always accepted, and people talk to us just like as, you know, we're family to them or locals, and it's just a great community.
The doors open in about a half an hour. They're going to have to open these doors. About 5,000 people will get free preseason tickets and J-Dogs. Then it's first come, first serve to get seats and hear from the new owner and the team.
It's pretty exciting. So many people here are wearing jerseys of other hockey teams, right?
And so many kids that play hockey. I spoke to one family. Both their kids play hockey already, and they don't even know the team players' names, but they're ready to pick a player and have them be their favorite.
Good you mentioned young hockey players, because this morning it all began when the NHL team from Phoenix touched down at the Salt Lake City Airport, and there to greet them, young hockey players from all over the state. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera continues our team coverage.
It looks like hundreds of permission slips were submitted to schools all over Utah, with the hangar packed wall-to-wall with youth hockey players holding Welcome to Utah signs. The energy was building from the time the jet taxied in to when the jet door opened and the cheers reached maximum level. Coaches, parents, and young fans got to meet players like Liam O'Brien, Logan Cooley, and Alex Kerfoot, who stopped to sign autographs and give out high fives. Just another sign that the state has been waiting for this day to arrive. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Well, our new hockey franchise doesn't have a name yet, but fans are guaranteed a say by Ryan Smith, who says the name will be decided by a bracket vote, like March Madness, though he doesn't say when the bracket will be released. Two new names anonymously filed for trademark the other day are the Utah Mammoth and Utah Ice. We can tell you we put all the trademark names on a whiteboard right in front of our booth here, and we're asking people to vote just, you know, with a magic marker, put a slash next to it, real informal. 2-1, everybody's voting for the Utah Yetis. KSL News Time, 4:03. We have developing news at KSL. We're learning more about what caused a fire at Oakdale Farms yesterday, killing hundreds of thousands of chickens. Craig Butters, commissioner of the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food, says the fire most likely started from an equipment malfunction.
My understanding is that they had some equipment that they were using, a pressure washer to clear out some of the ventilation for their building. Somehow that pressure washer caught fire and the fans pulled the flames into the building.
More than 10,000 chickens were killed, and Butters says it was one of the biggest fires he's seen on a farm. The Supreme Court today is hearing a case that could have implications for abortion bans nationwide. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the High Court appears divided over the challenge to Idaho's abortion ban. The Justice Department insists that the Idaho law violates a federal law that ensures emergency room care to all patients. Liberal Justice Elena Kagan voicing her concerns.
Her life is not in peril, but she's going to lose her reproductive organs. She's going to lose the ability to have children in the future.
Abortion rights advocates chanted outside the court as it heard those oral arguments. No decision expected until June. Meantime, Arizona lawmakers repealed that state's near total ban on abortions. Three Republicans joined all 29 Democrats to repeal a law that predated Arizona's statehood. And the White House promising swift aid to Ukraine after President Biden signed a package of foreign aid bills today. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Ukraine's forces faced setbacks while waiting for the help.
The fact is that it's going to take some time for us to dig out of the hole that was created by 6 months of delay before Congress passed the supplemental.
The first shipment of military supplies is already in the works. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaios, KSL News Radio.
Cedar High School will keep its mascot, the Reds, despite years of discussion about going back to the previous nickname. The Iron County School District voted yesterday not to resurrect the Redmen name after the board received an official request from the Paiute Indian Tribe of Utah saying Redmen is considered offensive. KSL News Time 4:06. First look traffic. It's been a mess. Ricky Meese is here. Help.
Yeah, we are still in emergency traffic for drivers in Utah County headed northbound on I-15. It's all from an earlier accident at the point of the mountain, now over to the right shoulder and in the clearing stages. Also, a rough ride going westbound on SR-73 Quarry Ride out to Eagle Mountain, where we have an injury accident over to the right but has backed up traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And my minute of news is on the way next. Stay right here.